Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming sin. Now this week we've been talking about what sin is, the effects of sin, and we begin to talk about principles for how to overcome, and we're really going to get into how to be free from sin today, praise God. We've seen that sin means to miss the mark so as not to share in the prize. And remember that any time you walk contrary to the ways of faith is sin. All unrighteousness is sin. And the Bible says that if whoever knows to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. The effects of sin, it brings judgment, it brings curses, it causes the blessings of God to be shut up, it can cause physical problems, it can cause mental problems, it causes you to wrong your own soul, it causes you to not have any peace. Like, for instance, if you're abiding in bitterness, it causes you to be separate from the Lord in fellowship and we won't answer your prayers. It'll cause you to have good things withholden from you. It'll also cause you to have something continually upon you, like the sorrow that was incurable because their sins were being increased. They will continue to abide in bondage if you do not deal with sin in your life. Now, how are we going to be free from sin? First of all, you need to know your sin's going to find you out, so don't try to suppress it. Don't try to cover it over. It's going to take a toll upon you if you don't deal with it. God knows. He knows what's going on. And you know it's time for you to deal with sin in your life. We need to get everything on the table in our life and let God just turn every area up and let us look at everything so He can set us free. The pride has got to go. All of the rebellion has got to go. The disobedience has got to go. The walking in our own ways, pleasing self, has got to go. Those lusts and strong desires for your own ways, that they've all got to go. Those are areas of sin, and it's time for you to deal with this in your life. What are we going to do? We're going to have the fear of God before us. Remember, if we don't walk in the fear of the Lord, then we will sin. If we have the fear of God before us, we will sin not. And remember that scripture, one scripture we didn't look at in the other broadcast, but in Hebrews 10:26, the Bible says this, if we sin willfully after that we've received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sins, otherwise judgment is going to come. You know, once you know the truth, you're responsible to walk in it. We need to be realizing that we are responsible and we are accountable. When God's given you the word, He expects you to take hold of it and do it. This is where you've got to learn to approach God's word as it is. It is holy. It is life to you. And I'll tell you, if you won't take hold of the word and do it, then you're going to give place to the devil. And don't wonder why problems are coming your way. Don't wonder why the blessings are being hindered. There is a cause for every curse, and it is sin. God wants you to deal with the sin in your life and put it underfoot, because sin has no more dominion over you. There's good news in the gospel. We can walk free from sin. Praise the Lord. We also talked about getting in the word, hearing the word, crucifying the flesh, putting on the new man. That's going to be important for you to walk free from sin. We also saw in 2 Chronicles 7:14, principles for walking free from sin. Humble yourself, pray, seek His face, turn and repent from all wicked ways in your life. Stand in awe of God. Acknowledge your sins. Quit trying to cover them over. Declare your iniquity and God will set you free from it. Also, we talked about that scripture in Psalms 39:1 about sinning not with your tongue. What do we need to do? We need to hide the word in our heart so we do not sin against the Lord. If you continue to have negative things in your heart, you'll sin against Him. We've got to return to God. He's redeemed us. We belong to Him. In fact, if we'll confess our sins, you know, God will cleanse us. He'll set us free. Praise the Lord. And this is an important scripture for you to know. 1 John 1:9. The Bible says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You need to confess that sin. Some people say, well, I'm just going to turn from it. No, you need to confess it, because confession releases the effect of it. There's something about speaking with your mouth. You're sending it forth from you. When you confess your sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God will cleanse you from it. And then you can walk in the ways of the Word as you yield yourself to walk uprightly before Him. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says this, "For He hath made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him." You know, Jesus died for your sins. He was wounded for your transgressions, bruised for your iniquities. He took upon the sin of mankind upon Himself, and He bore it away. So now we could be made righteous. And now we've been made the righteousness of God in Him. In fact, we need to wake up to the fact that we're righteous, and we need to start walking uprightly before Him according to the Word of God. 1 Corinthians 15:34 says, "Awake to righteousness and sin not." When you awake to righteousness, that you're right with God and the right ways of God, then you will not sin, praise God. Hebrews 10:2 talks about how that they were continually walking in the ways of the Word there according to the law. And then it says that once they got purged, they should have no more conscience of sins. I'll tell you, when we walk in the ways of sin, we'll have a continual conscience of it. But when we've been purged and cleansed, I'll tell you, God wants that righteousness consciousness put upon you. Too many Christians are running around with a sin consciousness, a weakness consciousness, a failure consciousness, like they're always going to sin, they're always going to miss it. I hear lots of Christians say, well, we know we're going to sin, so, you know, it's just going to happen. That's a wrong attitude. God wants you to have an attitude of striving against sin. You are going to strive against sin. You're going to resist it and strive against it like Jesus did, to the point where there are great drops of blood. He would not give in to it, and this is the attitude you've got to get. If you're going to be free from sin, you've got to set yourself that I'm going to strive against sin, and I'm putting on a righteousness consciousness. I'm not going to have this sin-conscious attitude before me ever in my life. I'm going to set myself. I'm not going to walk in sin anymore. Praise the Lord. You know, the Bible talks about the fact that you're dead to sin. Talks about it over in Romans 6:2. Now we are dead to sin. If we're dead to sin, how can we live any longer therein? How can you continue to walk in sin if you're dead to sin? The truth is, in Christ, you're dead to sin. In fact, 1 Peter 2:24 says that. It says, "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed." You are now dead to sin. That's why you can be healed and walk in victory in your life. In Romans 6:6, the Bible says, we need to know this, that the old man's crucified, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. We're not going to serve sin anymore. He that's dead is freed from sin. You need to realize you're dead, and yet your life is hid with Christ in God. There's a brand new you on the inside. The old you has been crucified, dead and gone. Now you're a new creation in Christ. You are dead. You are freed from sin. You need to know that. The fact that He died, you're dead to sin. Now you're not going to live unto that anymore. Now you're going to live unto God. Praise God. Romans 6:10, "And he died unto sin once. In that he liveth unto God." Praise the Lord. Verse 11 says, "You're to reckon yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord." Then in verse 12 it says, "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof." If you're going to be free from sin, you've got to learn to overcome temptation. You've got to deal with lust, which means strong desires coming from the flesh, or from what the enemy would bring at you. Strong desires, you cannot obey them. You've got to yield to the Word of God and declare what the Word says. "Let not sin reign in your mortal body." Verse 13 says, "Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness." Remember, the members are whatever we have that's going to contact something, like our mind, our mouth, our body, with the steps that we walk in, our ears, what we hear, our eyes, what we see. Anything that has contact with the world around us is a member. Remember, our tongue is that little member that can set on fire the course of hell. We should not let it have any cursing coming out. We should have blessing coming out by pouring the Word of God into it. if you yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness that produces sin. But God says in verse 13, yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, because you are, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. God wants you to yield your members, your mind, your eyes, your ears, what you see, what you're speaking forth, your tongue, everything that you have to do with, as instruments of righteousness unto God. That's why you got to stay away from all the things that are filthy. Watch what you see, watch what you hear, watch what you speak, watch what you're thinking. Take those thoughts captive. Verse 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you. I'll tell you, God says sin has no dominion over you. If sin has no dominion over you, you can walk free. You've got to get that mindset about you. Sin has no dominion over me. In verse 16, he says, know you not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey? Notice it said to whom, because you're really yielding to a person, because who is bringing all these temptations? It's the devil. You're yielding to the devil when you obey what he wants you to do. His servant you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. How can you walk free from sin? Because you're going to obey the word of God. It's a matter of choosing obedience to the word of God instead of choosing to follow the lusts of sin, the lusts of the flesh, and walk in sin. It's going to produce death, while obedience produces righteousness. The Bible says, God be thanked, you were the servants of sin, but praise God, you've obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine that was delivered to you. That's the word of God, and now you are a servant of righteousness. Praise the Lord. We used to yield our members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, producing more iniquity. Now we yield our members servants to righteousness, unto or producing holiness in your life. You know, God's called us to be holy. He said, be holy as I am holy. How are you going to be holy? Because you're going to yield your members unto righteousness, walking in the ways of God, under the word of God, and that is going to produce holiness in your life. You need to get a mindset about you. I'm going to walk free from sin. Sin has no dominion over me. I am going to overcome, and I'm yielding my members unto righteousness. It's going to produce holiness and see the life of God and the blessings of God come to pass in my life. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close